All right. Well, but moving on from domestic politics, I mean, we're talking about, you know, the loss of one leader and now maybe the rise of another. Fellas, if there was a story on the international scene tailor-made for this show, it is definitely the German QAnon attempting to do a coup by hoisting up some fucking some swagged out prince who's like 80 years old.
One of the first guys to get arrested in an ascot since Scooby Doo. Yes.
Since Klaus von Bülow, he's the first guy to be in bracelets and fucking ascot.
The fucking temerity of these motherfuckers to try to bring up some jumped up minor princeling.
Yeah. Prince Regent or what is it? He has PR by his name. There is no actual nobility in Germany, though. It's just like their titles carry no privilege or weight whatsoever.
Well, yeah, it's not like England. 1918, but
yeah,
they have historical claims.
Sure.
His is pathetic. It's like a tiny little principality in the East of Germany. They weren't even princes until like after the Holy Roman Empire had basically been extinguished. If you're going to pull something like this, you need a heavy hitter. You can't get a Hohenzollern. You need to at least be talking about a Wittelsbach or somebody. Somebody with like a real deep, like an elector or better.
Yeah, the path for him to become king, even if it was like a normal royal family situation, is like what it would take for the Secretary of Education to be named president.
King Ralph. It would have to be a King Ralph scenario. Yeah.
The best thing is that this family, they've all been named, the eldest son of the family has been named Heinrich, going back to like the 10th century. And when they hit 100, they go back to 1.
Well, like it's good to have projects.
Yeah.
This is a great bit of earned or unearned media for the launch of the Hell on Earth 30 Years War podcast.
Yeah, but loving it. Keep it coming.
So listen to this. German special forces conducted a wave of arrests Wednesday, detaining 25 individuals suspected of harboring connections to a domestic terrorist group aiming to overthrow the nation's government. German prosecutors allege that the far-right group has been heavily influenced by QAnon ideology. The large-scale action involved raids of over 130 locations and investigations into additional 27 individuals who were not arrested. The individuals detained included a Russian national, a member of the German nobility, and a former parliamentarian affiliated with the far-right Alternative for Germany party. The group had planned to overthrow the German government in part by assassinating government officials and installing Heinrich XIII PR, identified by German officials as 71-year-old Prince Heinrich XIII, a German noble of the House of Rus. Heinrich was among those arrested. Soon to be rolled up in the investigation, that's right, Nate Rus, singer of The Format and Fun.
When did he know? When did he know it? We need this information.
He's in line for the crown.
We're throwing his ass in the Star Chamber.
It seems like it was just one of those nights in Germany when they tried to bring back the Second Reich. That's the real most offensive thing. Trying to do the Second Reich with no Bismarck.
Yeah, that's like they keep forgetting that that's the key thing you do. You don't need an inbred dickhead and an ascot. Those are a fucking penny a pound. You need a hustler who has like, you know, the eye on the main chance, and they clearly do not have any of those at this point in Germany.
Chris, what was your I enjoyed your comment on it, which is like, this is one of the few times in world history in which the line, why is everybody trying to keep it like the Kaiser, is actually applicable.